You're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. This is Jill Nadeau. I'm sitting in for Larry while he enjoys spring break this week. Our travel expert, Rick Cini, is back with us today. He is the CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Rick is with us every month to answer your travel questions, especially air travel. What questions do you have for Rick? Join the conversation. You can call 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. You can also post your questions and comments on our Facebook page. It's The Larry Mueller Show. And while you're there, make sure to like us so that you can get updates on upcoming shows. Our lines are full right now, but we hopefully will have a space for you really soon. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you today?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for joining us again. You know, before we even start taking questions, I thought maybe we could chat a little bit about some of the things that people call about the most. Number one, what's the cheapest day to fly?
Well, there's actually three cheapest days to fly. If you were to pick one perfect day, it would be Wednesday.
That is
the absolute cheapest. But Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday are the three cheapest days to fly. Conversely, Monday, Friday, and Sunday are the most expensive. And most people don't know this, but if you're taking a round trip, if you even take half your trip on one of the cheapest days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, you get half the benefit. That's the way airline pricing works.
Oh, well, that's great to know. Now, is that same for overseas, or is that domestic?
It's a little bit different for overseas. That's for domestic travel. And you can also consider domestic travel to include things like, you know, a couple hundred mile radius out into the ocean, which includes places like the Caribbean, Mexico beaches, for example. A little bit different for Hawaii and Europe. In the case of Europe, you have sort of what they call weekend and midweek pricing. So they actually charge more, about $80 round trip more, if you actually fly on a Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday. Most people like to fly on those days because it spans a nice week. Typical European trips are 7 days or more. And so if you leave on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday, depending on the airline, sometimes Thursday is a limbo day, you can actually save some money as well.
Well, great. I mean, sure, people will be appreciating those tips. Now, the other thing I was going to ask you about that I hear this a lot when I pick up the calls for Larry when he's here, but is it cheaper to get the round trip or one-way flights?
It depends, and most sites like ours will try to steer you. In the case of one-ways, you have to split your ticket purchase. So the only time typically one-ways are cheaper is when you would take one airline going out and one airline going back. If you're really a super-duper hacker, you can actually do it sort of along the way. It's a little more complicated. Sometimes it requires two or more purchases. I wouldn't suggest it for the faint of heart. but you do have issues when you start to do multiple tickets. If you're checking a bag, how do you get your bag to the right spot? If you miss a flight, then the airline's not on the hook for getting you on the next flight. So you have to be sort of a hobbyist in that kind of area, in my opinion, in order to get the best out of that.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rick. Let's go right back to those phones now. Sally in Milwaukee, you're first.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm hoping to travel the week of April 22nd, now that's a Saturday, to get down to Hilton Head Island from Milwaukee, and I got sticker shock when I went on the internet. The flights are $700-$800. I'm a month away from booking, but that just seems exorbitant. I did look at the Tuesday rate, which was a bit lower, and another day, but wow, it's expensive. What's going on?
Sure, yeah. So I'm assuming you were looking to go into Savannah, right? Into Georgia.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been to Hilton Head a lot in the past, and I've taken flights out of Dallas there. A couple different things to note. First of all, how many days are you staying there?
Well, I can stay a full 7 days, but that would have to be Saturday to Saturday. I can stay fewer days, but I cannot stay more.
Right, so you're looking at basically the last part of April, April 22nd, which is that Saturday.
Yes.
Basically, there are no nonstops into Savannah. You're going to typically, if you're flying United, you're going to stop in Chicago. If you're flying Delta, you're going to connect in Atlanta to make that. And if you're flying American, typically you'd sort of connect in Charlotte. That would be sort of the logical place. I'm actually looking for April 22nd through April 29th. The best deal out there out of Milwaukee right now is about $420 round trip on United. That's with a connection in at O'Hare in Chicago. It's a little bit longer. The connection's long. It's a three-hour connection. But there are some flights on Delta and American in the mid-400s. Now, typically what you would find is if you were just flying into Atlanta, for example, out of there, you would see the prices at about under $200, and yours are over $400. And the main reason for that is, and a lot of people that live in Wisconsin are familiar with this, if you're flying out of Green Bay or one of those regional airports generally that dot across the state, they charge about $100 to $150 surcharge for making that little hop into a particular location. Milwaukee usually is a little bit cheaper, but you're catching it on the other end when it's between Atlanta and Savannah, because there's no easy way to get to Savannah. There's hardly any competition, only a couple flights a day, and that's why you see that extra $150 to $200.
Okay, well, that's helpful to know. I'll keep looking.
Great.
All right, well, thank you for the call, Sally. Let's go to Lori in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Lori.
Hi. My husband and I want to celebrate our anniversary in Lisbon, Portugal, and I have been tracking airfare since January. The dates of travel would be, we have to leave on a Sunday, which is June 25th, and come back on a Wednesday, July 5th. And we want a connection time that's at least 2 hours when we go to Europe, and we only want one stop. So
sure.
I was tracking an Air Canada flight that had really great times. And in January, it started off at $12.58 a person. And in February, it went up to $12.78. And now, just the past week, it went up to $13.28.
What airport are you flying out of?
Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. So Chicago has some interesting different flights into Lisbon. You could actually, there's a low-cost airline that actually makes that connection. You can connect in Dublin on Aer Lingus, which is about $980 round trip right now.
Well, I know the flight out is really good on Aer Lingus, but when you take the return flight, it's like 20 hours or so.
It's a very long connection, right? So the next sort of best is as you describe, is sort of United and Air Canada are partners, so typically
right.
they match each other's prices. They're in the low 1300s. Let me look and see if there's anything interesting on different days. So I'm looking right there. That's kind of the cheapest right now within that week for that time frame. You're at peak summer travel for that particular one. A 10-day trip is a pretty good trip. You are leaving on a Sunday. That is a weekend pricing. So if you left on a Monday, for example, it's a little bit cheaper. And you're coming back on a Wednesday, which is the cheaper side of that. I would expect that ticket price to hang right there. I'm looking at our projections and forecasts. It's more likely to stay where it is than it is to go up very much or go down very much, especially on Air Canada or United. American is running, $13.27 right now. You connect in Philadelphia. So I don't expect that price to change too much. What we've seen is it's very rare that the price has changed because the fuel surcharge sets sort of the baseline price. The average fuel surcharges into Europe right now are just over $400. Taxes and fees into Lisbon are about $170. So you're looking at about $600 before you start paying for airfare. And it's been averaging a little over $300 each way for the airfare portion.
Yeah, at least there's no charge for seats and bags, of course. So I probably should have grabbed it in January, but $12.58 seems so high for a European airline.
Yeah, right now you're right at that sort of mark. If once you get inside, here, it's a general rule of thumb. The airlines know everything about everybody inside of 30 days. So if you're buying your ticket inside of 30 days for travel, in your case, you have another 2 or 3 weeks. You can sort of monitor and see if it goes down a bit. The other thing that you might want to do, too, is look. There's been some crazy cheap prices out of New York to Lisbon where you could buy a domestic ticket into New York. Now, I told people earlier not to split ticket purchases, but if you're a little more adventurous, right, for example, right now, actually, there's ticket prices out of New York area into Lisbon for under $1,000 round trip. So you can also look at that because sometimes you can find, especially out of Chicago into New York, tickets in the $170 to $180 range. So you could actually split your ticket purchase as well.
Okay. Is Lisbon more expensive as a European destination than others?
It is. Generally, the five cheapest countries that we track for flying is Ireland, Germany, Spain, right now Switzerland, and at the moment it's sort of a combination of the Nordic countries, including Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, and Finland.
Okay. Yeah, we just went to Spain, and it was much less expensive.
Yeah, so it tends, because it's not as popular, you don't have as much of the competition for flights in there, and therefore the price is a bit higher typically.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Laurie, and good luck. And I think that's going to be a great trip. I'm very jealous. Let's go to Peter in Elm Grove. Hi, Peter.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What's your question?
Well, I was calling to find out, my wife and I had wanted to travel to Tuscany in the fall, potentially in end of September or in October. And I wanted to find out when to start looking for tickets and if there's any advantage to choosing those dates.
Yeah, so typically, and I got back from Italy this past year, flying into Rome and taking a train, and Florence is one of my favorite cities, and I've been there at least half a dozen times, so you're asking the right person. September's a great time to go, especially earlier in September. The entire country of Italy is on vacation in August. So going in August is not a good time because all you get is the touristy stuff.
Sure.
So you want some of the local flavor, and September's a perfect time. It's actually a perfect time to fly as well. It's cheaper. So if you're flying into Rome right now, sort of during that time frame, you want to start shopping about 5 months ahead of time. In general, for international, especially transatlantic airfare, it's about 3 months for domestic, for those that are listening in for domestic flights. But typically that's when you're right about at the right time to start kicking the tires with some of these. So again, you want to fly if you can Monday through Thursday. That's going to be a lot cheaper for you.
Okay.
And as well, let me take a look to see what pricing is right now. You know, I'm seeing pricing into Rome for September. There's sort of a little break point starting on September the 11th. Like, for example, a seven-night trip right now into Rome, nonstop out of Chicago, is under $1,000 round trip. That's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
For a nonstop. Connecting flights are actually in the $800 range.
Wow, that's actually pretty reasonable.
Yeah, so, and again, you know, you can actually fly Chicago right in to Florence, which is even an added benefit, because typically if you're flying into Rome, and that's right now on American Airlines, that's $960 round trip in that time frame.
All right, well,
thank you so much.
Thank you,
sure.
Peter. Appreciate the call. Let's go to John in Mequon. Hi, John. Where are you going?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my phone call. Rick, I appreciate your website and your appearance here on the Larry Diller Show.
Sure, I'm happy to do it. Thank you.
Here's my objective. My wife and I want to go to Europe either late September, early October. I want to take either start in Florence, take a train up to Rome, or excuse me, to Paris for a couple of days, then get up to Amsterdam, and then fly home, or vice versa, fly into Amsterdam, take the train to Paris, and then down again the train down to Florence. Now, out of Chicago, what would be my most reasonable price route into those destinations, one of those destinations, either Florence or Amsterdam?
Yeah, so typically Amsterdam, when it comes, so as most people might suspect, the three most expensive cities to fly into Europe are London, Paris, and Rome, because they're the most in demand. But typically, if you fly into Amsterdam, it's actually one of the cheaper routes, and especially in that time frame, the September time frame. Last year, tickets were in the mid 700s. Right now, I'm looking sort of early to mid-September. There's tickets in the mid-700s still right now, actually, into Amsterdam. So I might actually go into Amsterdam and then come back through Rome. Then you're basically taking a southward train trip sort of the entire way.
Yeah.
Out of Florence, essentially the airport's not very big there, so you'd be difficult to get. You'd end up flying Florence to, for example, London or something, so you're probably better off flying out of Rome. That's what I typically do. We just take sort of the last day of the trip and then take the train into Rome for those particular flights.
Okay. Well, have fun, John. That sounds like
a great trip. So look, if you're paying over $810 round trip, you're paying too much. And I'd start shopping right now, just kicking the tires. But I think you're going to find perfect time to go and perfect time of year. The dollar is extremely strong right now against the euro, all your activities, everything, and as well. So it is a perfect storm to fly into Europe this year.
All right, great. Thank you, John. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau, and I'm sitting in for Larry today on the Ideas Network. We're talking with Rick Cini. He is the CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. Do you need some travel advice? Well, give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Right now, we're talking about travel. And Rick, we had a listener on Facebook post and said that he's traveling to Seattle from Minneapolis in late July and returning a week later. Do you have any advice on when he should get tickets?
Yeah, he needs to be shopping right now. So if you're looking sort of in late July, and let's assume for the sake of argument, he's coming back 1 week later. Did he say how long he was going to stay?
He did not.
Yeah, so let's just assume for the sake of argument. So right now, if you look at late July, our trending graph shows that essentially if you leave on Tuesday and Wednesday, you're going to pay about $320 round trip. If you leave on the other days, you're going to pay around $360 to $370, and that's the difference between the cheapest day to fly and the most expensive day to fly. That ticket price out of Minneapolis, historically last year, it was averaging about around $337, so it's almost exactly the same as it was last year, and our software says that it's probably not likely to change a whole lot. So he should go ahead and try to purchase that ticket, and if he leaves on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday, it would be in the low 300s. Other days would be in the high 300s.
Okay, great. Good luck with that. Todd, let's go back to the phones. We have Susan in Milwaukee. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Where are you going?
I want to fly out of Chicago and go to Nagoya, Japan about the second week of August for about 10 days, maybe flying on a Friday and coming back on a Sunday. And I'm wondering what I can expect in fares. I'm taking my family over there.
Yeah, so basically you're looking at probably, and I'm assuming you want to, because you're flying out of Chicago and you live in Milwaukee, you want to keep the stops to a minimum, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so a couple different ones. Right now, it's fairly expensive on every airline except for Asiana, which is a United partner.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So Asiana is running about $1,150 round trip around that time frame. Other airlines are averaging in the $1,500 to $1,600 range, which is extremely expensive for that particular trip. You said August, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, basically there's a huge drop in price as kids go back to school in the last week of August. So, for example, if you left on August the 18th, typically the average price is around $1,350 to $1,400. But if you leave on August the 21st, the average price is about $950.
That's a big difference.
The difference is about $400. So there's a big price break that occurs in the last week in August. It almost exactly corresponds to kids going back to school at the tail end of August or around the country. Okay. So you're going to be looking at that sort of $1,300 range. Now, I've flown Asiana many times, and it's a great airline, so they have a special price right now that's about $150 to $200 cheaper right now. But you should be shopping for that. You're right in the sweet spot about 5 months ahead of time.
All right. Now, if I want to leave around the 11th of August, I'm going to be paying quite a bit more. Is that right?
Exactly. So you're better off, for example, flying on Monday the 13th, which is in the mid-$1,200 range. If you leave on Saturday, for example, right now it's $1,700 into Nagoya. So the day you pick is very important because these prices will range wildly. Like if you leave on the 15th of August, it's $1,135 round trip. So, pick and choose wisely. You have to stay at least 7 nights. I'm assuming you're staying at least 7 nights on your trip.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, all right. And does Asiana fly direct out of from Chicago?
No, they'll actually connect typically in Seoul and Korea in the, at Incheon Airport is typically where you'll connect.
All right. Well, Susan, have a wonderful trip. Let's go back to the phones now. Tom in Wanakee. Hi, Tom. What can we help you with?
I'm interested in finding out what the best time of the year as far as airline prices is to go to Hawaii, Maui specifically. And is there a better time, a better day of the week to go as far as departing from either Chicago or L.A. or even Addison?
Right. So I can tell you the worst time, and that's Christmas. And anytime it's cold. So it's the same thing for Caribbean, essentially. Hawaii is very similar to Caribbean pricing. But Hawaii typically has sort of a baseline level price out of the Midwest of around $700 round trip generally. $700 to $750. That's sort of the baseline level low that's out there. Thanksgiving, you see a jump. You'll see a jump in early November. As you hit, December, that's when prices tend to jump into Hawaii pretty dramatically, especially the last 2 weeks in December. There's not an off-season where you'll see ticket prices out of the Midwest, you know, in the $500 to $600. Now, I will say that the best time is typically in the summertime. It's not as popular. That's sort of the off-season time frame. You can fly out of the West Coast. Typically, they'll have some deals into Hawaii for under $500, $450 round trip. So this is another one of those ones where when I fly to Hawaii, a lot of times we'll actually stop and stay in Santa Monica or something for a couple days and then go because the ticket prices out of California are way cheaper than getting them out of the Midwest, for example.
Okay.
Is there a recommended airport out of the L.A. area?
Yeah, it's either going to be typically you'll be flying out of LAX, airports. Yeah, there's sometimes you'll see some prices out of San Francisco into Hawaii that are a little bit cheaper. So you want to check those two airports as you're looking for those tickets. But typically the gap has to be at least $200 to make up the difference in cost.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Jason on Facebook asks us, Rick, if there's any way to get mileage credit for recent flights after signing up for Continental's frequent flyer program. Do you know anything about that?
So say that question one more time. I want to make sure I understand
it. Sure. He wants to know if there's any way to get mileage credit for recent flights after signing up for Continental's frequent flyer program.
Sometimes they will. You have to contact a customer service representative. So I know a lot of people, they fly to Europe on an airline and they go, oh, shoot, I should have signed up for their loyalty program. In many cases, they will allow it if you actually get a hold. It's very difficult to get a hold of humans nowadays,
yes.
But the loyalty program, it's a little bit easier. I've seen people actually get credit, so it can't hurt but ask. And generally, I'd ask two or three people because some are empowered to do that, and some will. You know, it depends on what day you catch them. So don't give up if the first person says no.
Okay, great advice. Let's go back to the phones. Karen in Madison, what's your question?
Hi, I'm going to go out to Boston, and it's going to be right around the Memorial Day, and I'm looking at taking the Van Gelder bus from Madison to Chicago and flying out. I think there's something called Spirit, and I've wondered if I've never heard of that airplane company.
Sure, Spirit Airlines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Spirit Airlines, it's usually very, very inexpensive. They're what's called a ultra low cost airline, ULCC. And now, so here's the deal with Spirit. If you buy your ticket on Spirit, they do have carry on charges. You need to understand exactly what those are. If you don't print your boarding pass at home, there's a charge for printing it at the airport, for example. They have a fee for almost everything, right? So just be sure to understand. And if this is the first time you're flying them, a lot of people do fly it. They know what the gig is. And if you pack light, for example, you can actually get really, really good pricing. And in fact, American, United, and Delta are matching, in some cases, Spirit Airlines' crazy low prices. And when I'm talking about crazy low, I'm talking about under $100 round trip, typically, sometimes in the $50 round trip range. So even if your bag costs you $30 or $40 to check, or even $60 or $70 round trip, trip. It's sometimes, you know, you can certainly do that. They don't have multiple cabins. They don't have a first class cabin. You know, the seats are a little bit tighter. So just be aware of that. But essentially, it's the cheapest ticket that's out there. The other airline that's an ultra low cost airline is also Frontier Airlines. They switched to that model a few years ago. And when you see their prices, you go, wow, this is a great price. It's $100 cheaper. Just remember, they're going to nickel and dime you. You just need to know what those nickels and dimes are.
Okay. I can attest to that because I just went Frontier on the last trip that I went.
Yeah, I was looking. I was just actually looking. Spirit's like $100 round trip, and other airlines are $200 round trip. Mm-hmm. You can easily, for that extra $100, pay for the carry-on bag fee or the check bag fee on Spirit, so it's going to be cheaper, and it is a nonstop out of Chicago.
Great. Well, look at the fine print. That's the key. Right?
No, absolutely. Just know well ahead of time, because a lot of people get to the airport, they don't realize this, and then mm-hmm. the fees are double what they normally are if you don't do all the work ahead of time.
Right. Our guest today is Rick Seney. He is the CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. If you've got a travel question, please give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email, and that address is ideas@WPR.org. Let's go to Sims in Madison. Hi, Sims. Where would you like to go?
Everywhere, anywhere.
Just get me out of town.
Rick, I love it that you guys use the word gig. I'm a musician, and it's so cool to hear people use the word gig for other scenarios.
You know? Well, I'm from Texas, so we have a college that does gig 'em, so you got to...
Oh, there you go.
We have the entire panoply there.
right. I have a band, and every October we take a tour to Ireland. And so I'm always interested in, you know, travel times and when to get the tickets and stuff. We usually fly O'Hare to Shannon. And then try and extend it and do, you know, maybe go over to London, Amsterdam. We made the mistake of flying Ryanair last time, and I don't want to be dissing an airline, but Ryan is like Spirit on steroids. It's really...
Oh, no, yeah, no. At the end of your Ryan flight, they bring in a leaf blower and blow out the aircraft, so...
Yeah, exactly.
you get what you're getting what you pay for, which is a really cheap ticket. But again, you have to know all this sort of extra stuff, and especially if you're taking instruments and stuff, that would be a terrible airline to go on.
Yeah, they hate that. Yeah. So I'm just wondering if the Tuesday rule applies. You know, is that true that usually here, if you can fly Tuesday to Tuesday, it's a better deal?
Just generally, I mean, the cheapest days to fly into Europe are Monday through Thursday. For domestic, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So Tuesday is a perfectly good combination. The cheapest country to fly into, especially out of Chicago, is Ireland because of Aer Lingus actually setting the base rates there.
Okay.
I don't know. What time frame were you going?
October.
It's a perfect time to go. It's a little. It's definitely off season. There is a break in mid October for pricing. Let me take a look and see what day that break is for departures. Yeah, so you're looking in the sort of low $600 range out of Chicago into Dublin. A little bit more expensive into Shannon.
Right. Okay. So does it always? It goes round trip Shannon, right? You don't always have to go through Dublin.
You don't have to, no, yeah. There's a few flights, but it's mostly into Dublin. There are a handful of flights into Shannon.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Well, and does it always make sense? I mean, it always seems logically that the closer you get to the date, the more expensive it will be, but it doesn't work like that, right? There are windows of how far ahead to book a trip.
Yeah, so generally you want to start shopping, and shopping is different than buying for transatlantic travel about 5 months ahead of time. That's when they start to manage their cheaper inventory. So it's a perfect time to start shopping. You're a little actually early in the cycle right now for an October trip. So typically you'd see those prices change, start to come down in the next month and a half or two.
Okay. And Sims, I have one question for you. Do you need a roadie?
Absolutely.
Because I am volunteering.
That mandolin gets pretty heavy after a while.
Oh,
a light one,
too. All right. Well, thank you, and good luck with that. Let's go back to the phones now. Lindsay in Hillsborough. Hi, Lindsay. Where are you going?
Hi. We are going to Scotland, and we'd like to fly out of Minneapolis on September 1st and come back September 15th. With a stopover in Iceland.
perfect time. Yeah, you're going to go through Reykjavik then. Yeah, so you've asked the right person. My business partner for the last 20 years is Scottish, and I've been to Scotland every year for the past 15 years.
Oh, I'm jealous.
September's a perfect time to go. It's everybody's back from vacation in August. Edinburgh's a great place to visit. You can go to the Highlands. And if you fly out of Chicago right now, sort of in that time frame, prices have actually been pretty good. Did you say you were in mid-September or so?
September 1st to the 15th.
Yeah, so there's a price break on about September the 5th. It's in the mid-700s. So right now on September the 1st, the price point is right at $800 around. Let me see, actually, on a one-stop. So there's a United flight that connects with Brussels, which is in the low 800s. Typically, that'd be up around $1,000. It's a perfect time. Let me actually slide this back. I'm doing a little bit of computing here while we're speaking on the phone here. Yeah, so essentially, Air Canada also has a nice flight out of Chicago that connects in Toronto that only has a two-hour layover, which is pretty good, and that goes directly into Edinburgh. That flight right now is $820 round trip. I might even start to – anything you see in the $800 range right now is a good deal out of Chicago. Edinburgh is a little more expensive than flying into London generally because it's not as popular as some of the other routes, and you typically see about a $50 to $80 upcharge for flying in there. And Air Canada is typically your best bet if you're flying out of Chicago because they typically route you through. Oh, you said you wanted to go to Reykjavik, right?
Yes, we would be doing a stopover, and we were hoping to go out of Minneapolis.
Yeah, so Minneapolis, I think you have a choice of Iceland Air as well. And then you would actually connect. Almost every flight connects in Reykjavik. So you might want to check out Iceland Air because automatically they're typically much cheaper. I don't know if they fly out of Minneapolis. I'd have to check that. It's not easy for me to check easily here because they don't fly every day of the week. But you might check on Iceland Air. Definitely you'll connect through there. Otherwise, you're going to have to sort of force a stop over there, and you're going to be looking at prices sort of in the $1,100 to $1,150 range.
Okay, well, have fun, Lindsay. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Janine in Antioch, Illinois.
Hello.
Hi, Janine. What can we help you with?
Well, my family has a trip planned to fly into Poland on June 14th. Then we're driving with a whole bunch of family members to Rimini, Italy. But some of us need to leave earlier, and we would need to leave either from Bologna or Florence, whichever one is cheaper. Somewhere around June 24th or 25th.
Right, so you're going to need to start shopping right now because you're really deep into the window here of the five beforehand window, so you need to start shopping. Typically, there's hardly any difference between flying out of Florence and Bologna because they're both going to end up connecting either in Rome or Amsterdam or London or something like that. So there's hardly, and it's going to be more expensive to fly out of there than flying out of a hub airport like Rome, for example. So generally, the price point wouldn't be that much different between them, but you definitely need to start shopping right now and locking in those ticket prices. I don't expect fuel costs to change much or ticket prices to change much over the next month and a half or two. You know, all things being equal, it's a perfect time to start shopping, and you really need to buy that ticket in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Did you say that that it's cheaper to fly out of Rome?
Generally, yeah, because those other cities, there's usually about an $80 to $100 upcharge for actually connecting in through a hub city. So generally, it's cheaper. But if you're having to take a train that costs you $150, then it's you might as well just go ahead and fly out of there.
All right. Well, let's go on to Tracy in Green Bay. Hi, Tracy.
Hello. We have a family wedding in Portland, Oregon. Looking to leave like Wednesday or Thursday, the 23rd or 24th of August, and come back Sunday, possibly Monday following that, like the 27th or 28th, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm taking a look right here just to make sure. Yeah. So the good news is you're right there when kids go back to school, so you're getting that August, tail end of August price break. And so, you know, leaving on August the 22nd or August the 23rd out of Green Bay is typically an extra 150 to 180 flying out of Green Bay than flying out of a place like Milwaukee, for example, where the prices are in the mid to high 200s. So you're going to pay a pretty serious upcharge for flying out of Green Bay, which is essentially going to connect in one of those cities as well. You know, if it's a larger party, you know, where it's four or five people and you're saving $1,000, it might be worth the drive.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. Okay. I got one more question through email, and this one sounds interesting. EJ is flying to Kathmandu from the West Coast in October, and he asks if they stop in Vietnam on their return, will he need to purchase flights through a travel agency rather than online?
Yeah, it depends on what he wants to do. He didn't say exactly what the dates were, but
no.
They do have a specialty trip. The Alliance programs, One World, Sky Team, Star Alliance, have what they call Visit the Pacific Rim tickets that you can actually call an agent or call one of the Alliance agents. And they can actually, it'll have up to four or five different stopovers, and you can sort of pick your stopovers for one rate. That's certainly something he should look into if he's really trying to be flexible. But essentially, when you're trying to actually have a stopover in a particular city, it's a little more complicated to do online. It's much easier for an agent to price that out, but he can certainly force that to occur with what's called a multi-city trip. So check out multi-city. But essentially, that particular trip is averaging around $1,400 to $1,650 in coach.
It always amazes me how fast your fingers fly over those keys, Rick.
I've been doing it for a few times.
Yeah, a little bit,
and
right?
I get a lot of the same questions, so
yeah.
It's not always, I don't really have to look at it very often.
Well, thank you again for your time. As always, lots of great information. We so appreciate you being with us. And we're going to talk to you again on April 27th. So coming up next, we're changing topics. March is Women's History Month, and we'll be talking to a history professor about the role of women in the labor force. So stay with us on the Ideas Network.